narrated Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, went out along with a group of his companions towards Rukaf market. At that time, something intervened between the devils and the news of the heaven, and flames were fired upon them. So the devils returned. Their fellow devils said, "What is wrong with you?" They said, "Something has intervened between us and the news of the heaven, and fires, flames have been shot at us." Their fellow devils said, "Nothing has intervened between you and the news of the heaven, but an important event has happened. Therefore, travel all over the world, east and west, and try to find out what has happened." And so they set out and traveled all over the world, east and west, looking for that thing which intervened between them and the news of the heaven. Those of the devils who had set out towards the Hama went to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, at Nakhla, a place between Mecca and Taif, while he was on his way to Urgal's market. They met him while he was offering the Fajr prayer with his companions. When they heard the Qur'an being recited by Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, they listened to it and said to each other, "This is the thing which has intervened between you and the news of the heavens." Then they returned to their people and said, "O our people, verily, we have heard a wonderful recitation, the Qur'an. It guides to the right path, and we have believed therein, and we shall never join in worship anything with our Lord, Allah." Then Allah revealed to his prophet, Surat al-Jinn, "Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, it has been revealed to me that a group from 3 to 10 in number of jinn listen to this Qur'an." Qur'an, chapter 72, verse 1. The statement of the jinn was revealed to him.